Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Sienna Cruz, back again on Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of real talk and hope for navigating those tricky mental health waters. Now, I know what you're thinking, another podcast about depression. Yeah, but hear me out. This ain't just some theoretical chat about mood swings and whatnot. Today, we're diving deep into my own personal journey with depression. Because let's be real, sharing stories is how we build connection, right? We learn from each other's experiences, find solace in knowing we're not alone, and maybe even gain some new tools to navigate our own journeys. So, grab your favorite cozy blanket, a steaming cuppa, or whatever your go-to chill drink is, and let's get real. First off, I want you to know that depression isn't a sign of weakness. Ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of gray, like the sun just decided to take a permanent vacation? You know that feeling when motivation disappears faster than your last slice of pizza? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Here are 5 things that helped me survive and even thrive through those dark times. 1. Embrace the power of vulnerability. It took me way too long to realize that reaching out for help wasn't a sign of weakness, but a sign of strength. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a therapist, confide in a trusted friend or family member, or even join a support group. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly liberating and remind you that you're not the only one navigating this roller coaster. 2. Find your joy spark. Depression wants to suck all the light out of everything, but there are still tiny flickers of joy waiting to be ignited. What is to bring you happiness? Could be anything, a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, baking that ridiculously delicious chocolate chip cookie recipe. Make time for these little joys, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. 3. Move your body, move your mood. Physical activity isn't just about sculpting those abs, though, hey, bonus points if that happens. Exercise releases endorphins, which act like natural mood boosters. It doesn't have to be anything intense, a brisk walk, some gentle yoga, or even just dancing around your living room counts. 4. Fuel your body right. Ever notice how you feel sluggish and down when you're eating processed junk? Our bodies are incredible machines, and they need the right fuel to function properly. Opt for whole foods, fruits, veggies, lean protein that nourish both your body and mind. And don't forget to stay hydrated. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one is huge. Depression can be incredibly harsh on ourselves, leading to self-criticism and negativity. Remember, you're human, and it's okay to have off days. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Now, let me tell you about a time when these strategies really came into play for me. I remember this one particularly gloomy day, raining cats and dogs outside. My motivation was non-existent, and I just wanted to curl up under the covers and disappear. But then, I remembered something my therapist had told me. Move your body, move your mood. So I put on my favorite playlist, laced up my sneakers, and went for a walk in the park. It wasn't easy at first. My legs felt heavy, the rain was soaking through my jacket, and my mind was still racing with those negative thoughts. But as I kept walking, something started to shift. The fresh air filled my lungs, the rhythmic sound of my footsteps on the pavement became a soothing mantra, and the gentle patter of the rain seemed less like a downpour and more like a calming melody. By the end of that walk, I felt lighter, brighter, and ready to face the rest of the day. Even small steps can make a big difference. You don't have to conquer depression overnight, just take it one day at a time, celebrate your victories, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. Remember, you are stronger than you think, and there is hope for brighter days ahead. So, what's your biggest takeaway from today's episode? Share it with me on social media, I love hearing from you. And remember, if you ever need a little extra support, don't hesitate to reach out. Until next time, keep shining bright, my beautiful warriors.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.